episode 115, Stop the Badger.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on
the radio. Day, ladies. How are you? Oh, my goodness. Is it time for your latte yet? Is it time for your sweet tea? What is it time for? Your coffee? I don't care what it is. It's our time. Yes, our time. And I love it. I'm a little on fire today. The reason why I'm on fire is because I did 8 miles. Now, I know you guys are probably thinking, what? Well, you see, I went out and just had my me time, and I got to running again, and I have been so cooped up with the cold weather. We actually had nice weather. I was able to get outside today, and I got in my mileage, both my running and my walking, and oh my gosh, it just totally invigorates me. It's just something I love, and so you know when you find something that just is kind of your thing, well yeah, that's like my coffee, okay? My running is my coffee. It just, woo, it gets me going. So I'm a little on fire today. And so I hope that energy is coming through to you. If you're not feeling very energetic and you're kind of sluggish, maybe I can give you some of my pep today. Because you know, today is our inspiration day. Now, of course, being our inspiration day, I have to give a shout out. Of course, I love absolutely every single one of you. And I love it though when you guys take time to say hello. And DeClaudie was so awesome. She sent me a little note in our private Facebook group page. And I just wanted to give a shout out to her. And you are a gem, sweetheart. And know that I am thinking and praying for you, okay? Keep those smiles coming. You're amazing. It really does warm my heart. The connection, the relationship, if you haven't figured me out yet, you know that my heart is wrapped around your heart. Truly, it is. And I want to be there for your smiles. I want to be there for your struggles. All of your S's, and I'm not talking the four-letter S's, okay? If that's your language, that's fine, but I'm leaving those four-letter words out, okay? Yes. But your smiles to your struggles, I want to be there for all of them. I want to encourage you. I want to lift you up. I want to inspire you because there aren't enough words. There just aren't enough words to describe how incredible and magnificent you truly are. Okay? But you know what? You are the worst when it comes to beating yourself up. Yes, you are. Today, we're talking about Stop the Badger. And guess who the badger is? Yeah, did you look in a mirror? How did you know I was going to tell you that? You are the badger. Now, I want to lift you up here today. So I don't want you to think that you're this ugly, yucky creature that lives in the forest, and you're this kind of like, I'm the little slum badger. But what we tell ourselves it's just horrible. We might as well be the little badger that's living in the forest, okay? We beat ourselves up, and I'm telling you to stop it. Stop the badger, okay? You need to love yourself with compassion. You need to be able to wrap your arms around you and build yourself up. You know, you got enough people out there that are giving you the stink eye, that are just kind of looking at you going like, really? Who does she think she is? You know, and they may not be thinking about you, but that crosses your mind, doesn't it? Yes, I know it does. You could be sitting at a red light right now, and whoever's in that car next to you, just look over, give them a smile. Hi, just wave. Did you do that? Seriously, though. But again, you're making an assumption based on what their looks are, how they're responding to your direction of your look, right? Well, the problem is we don't even know what they're thinking. Maybe they got up on the wrong side of the bed and their stink eye to you is simply because they've had a totally miserable morning. And you are just sitting here thinking, oh my gosh, do I have my makeup on right? It's not even about you, but you see what? You become the badger. You beat yourself up. Stop it already. It's amazing to me how we as women are our worst critics. Now, there's a place and time to be our worst critic, okay? There's a place and time to be able to really work within who we are and look back and reflect. That is something that is so important in order to have personal growth, personal development. You know I am all about that. However, the ongoing beating yourself up as if you're the badger all the time has got to stop. You know, I left a little video in our private Facebook group. And see, you know me, the relationship. I just love that stuff. If you want to, come on over. I would love to meet you. I know it's kind of getting out of the box, but it is a safe place to be. It truly is. And if you're not real sure there, come on over to the regular Facebook page, Create Your Now. You can go there, like it, and you can see things there too. But I'm really trying to add, I told you, I'm working on the social media thing here. I'm really trying to add extra value within those private groups, okay? Because I think it's important that I support you all on a very unique level as much as I can. And so I dropped in this message. I had just finished my 3-mile run, and then I was ready to walk it out the rest of the way. And so I did. I felt just, I mean, for me, coming off the injury, coming off that crazy, stupid virus thing that was attacking me, and I don't get sick very often. So for me to have this lingering on forever, it was just great to get outside. And so I was like, you know what? I am going to do an on the spur of the moment video, and I'm gonna send it to my gals. I'm going to do it. And so that's what I did. I was actually out walking around the neighborhood where I run. And so I left this little video, and it was all about restarting, okay? I look at it as jump start, okay? But the problem is jumpstart is like, you know, you think of your car when it dies, it's like, okay, come on, crank it up, zoom, 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 and then you get it going, but what happens when you turn it off? Yeah, you still got to turn it back on again, right? So I like to term it as a restart because we always can restart ourselves. Instead of being the badger and beating ourselves up over crazy things, seriously. Okay, if you've fallen off the wagon and you have the last week or so have just kind of not even thought about what you're eating whatever, you know, that's okay. Move on with it. Love yourself, forgive yourself, and restart. Seriously. What good does it do you to be the badger? What good does it do you to beat yourself up? Come on, doesn't, you know, sometimes your children do that enough to you? Mom, I don't want to do that. Clean my room. What do you mean? You know, they kind of snap back talk you, you know, and you just want to like, really? And you want to give them the stink eye? I mean, seriously. Don't badger yourself, okay? I want you to be this cute little cuddly penguin that's just a cute little wobble wobble weeble weeble. You know, they're just so adorable. And did you know they mate for life? Yes, they do. And that's another one of my attractions to penguins, but they're just so precious. They can almost like do no wrong. And think of yourself as a sweet little loving penguin, not a badger. I mean, come on. You know, if you're going to be black and white, be a penguin. Be a loving, kind one, okay? And tell yourself sweet things. Whisper yourself sweet nothings. Leave yourself little love notes, okay? Those are all so important because the beating has just got to stop. You're playing with a mind game that every single time you're walking, it's not just the mind with an ending with a D, but the mind game with the E on it. So every single time you take a step, boom, there's a big, huge explosion, right? I think I just set my puppy dog off as I yelled the big boom. But seriously, you cannot have yourself beat yourself up. If you do not love yourself first, who's going to love you? Okay? Yeah, I'm being serious. You have got to show yourself some love and respect. When you start doing that, when you start believing in who you are, the direction that you're going, guess what you gain? You gain confidence. You gain inches, baby. You do. Did you know you grow about 3/4 inch to 1.5 inches taller by just gaining confidence within yourself? I kid you not. I'm serious. Are you standing taller now? Okay, if you're driving, don't stand taller because you got to have your foot on the brake or the accelerator. Either way, pay attention, okay? But seriously, you do. You grow, okay? Not just physically, but emotionally, mentally. You become just so much more well-rounded, like the little cute penguin, okay? And I'm not saying by the size of the penguin because they're adorable the size that they are. That's how God made them. You know, regardless of where you are on your journey, in your journey, remember, you need to finish the race every single day. You're racing every single day. It's not about trying to just do little sprints here and there. You've got to get to the finish line every single day. And you can do it. But when you are the badger and you are beating yourself up over and over and over again, it's no wonder you're exhausted by the time 2 o'clock rolls around. It's no wonder you don't want to go and do anything. I want you to love you. That doesn't mean that you're happy with absolutely everything about you. But there is one thing. You can find one thing about you to love. Okay? So really, That's my kind of going away penguin little kiss today is I want you to think about one thing that makes you happy about who you are. You're not the badger. You're the penguin, okay? You're the cute, cuddly little thing that I just want to wrap my arms around and squeeze you. I just do because you're so adorable, okay? Find the one thing that you love. Okay, and maybe there's more than one thing, but for some of you, accepting just that one thing and saying, you know what? I really do good at this. Maybe you really do good at doing the dishes. Maybe you're a really good, awesome cook. Maybe you're an amazing mom that when you pack your lunches, you leave little love notes for your babies once in a while. You know, I just before I got on to record here, I sent a little text to my son and I'll read it because I think it's kind of important somewhat to share. I mean, I share my life with you all. And this is my one that's graduating. So he's a senior this year. And oh my gosh, he's got a heart of gold. I'm praying for his wife right now because, oh my goodness, he's an amazing young man. And I cannot wait to see where God is going to take this man. But I sent him a little text and he just got off of his band trip and he's really tired because they bussed it. You know how it is sleeping on a bus, really? Well, they still had to go to school today. And on top of that, he has a tennis meet. So I sent him this sweet little note and I said, have an awesome meet, play hard, play your game. I love you. And I think that's something you all can take. That's a text I could send you. I want you to play hard. I want you to play, though, your game. Stop worrying about everybody else, the looks that they're giving. Stop beating yourself up. Don't be the badger. Stop the badger. And I want you to find that one thing that you can do to play your game today. Play your game. Because you know what? You are incredible. You are magnificent. And you have a life you have a mission. And maybe you're not really sure what that mission is in life, but I guarantee you there's someone who knows. And he's watching your every move and he's there for you. Okay? I want you to go out. I want you to play hard. Okay, I want you to play your game. I want you to find that one thing that you absolutely think you're adorable about, right? Because you're going to be the cute penguin, right? Not the badger. You're the penguin. Okay, find that one thing and share it with somebody, even if it's just to yourself in the mirror, because that's someone, right? You are someone, right? So, and if you want, share it with me too. I would love to hear from you, okay? Go out and make it an awesome day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.